Welcome to Best Life, a podcast where we share actionable and common sense approaches to mindset, relationships, and success so that you won't be lying when you tell your Instagram followers that you're out here living your best life. What is up, guys? Welcome back to Best Life, the podcast for anyone who wants to actually live their best life and not just tell people that on Instagram. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about something a little bit different. We're going to be talking about holiday decorations, which I know is kind of out there and doesn't necessarily seem like it would fit the theme for this channel, or this podcast rather, but just go with me. I promise I'm going to make a point that relates to your best life. So you guys know that I'm super into creating an environment around you, your space, your home, that sort of thing that reflects who you are as a person and kind of solidifies for yourself and for other people that you are who you say you are, okay? So, for me, if you follow me on YouTube, and if you don't, you should subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/WaylandJonesBlog. Check it out. It's super awesome. But over there, I talk a lot about my home, and I show off different things that I do in my home, that sort of thing. And I'm super into, decorating my home in a way that is meaningful because I am a minimalist. I like to keep things to a minimum. So the decorations that I have out really represent myself and my husband and our unique style. So with that being said, I think you can translate that same energy over into holiday decor. So I decorate for the holidays. I'm super into decorating for the holidays. And I really get excited about Christmas time and the holidays in general. So I want my home to reflect that excitement, but I also want the decorations to, kind of represent my own personal style. So I've done it. I think there are three main ways, though, that you can, hyper-focus on your decorations and your decorating in general for the holidays to really kind of up your, holiday decorating game and to create a space that is really reflective of who you are, of your style. Have decorations for the holidays in your space that look like they belong and, kind of continue to remind yourself of who you are and what you're about. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So first and foremost, I think that you have to pick a theme. So yes, you may be decorating for the holidays and let's say you celebrate Christmas, okay? You may think, oh, well, my theme is Christmas. That is false. You should pick a theme of Christmas decor, okay? You should kind of hone in on that Christmas decor and pick a theme that sort of matches the aesthetic or the vibe that you're going for in your space. If you don't have a vibe that you're going for in your space, work on that first. For me, I like kind of minimal elegance, and I like it to have a masculine vibe but not be cold or austere, okay? So my holiday decor or my Christmas decor reflects that same thing. We've gone with a simple color palette of gold, white, and silver. This year I bought a tree that kind of matches that. It's a beautiful pencil 9-foot tree because I have 12-foot ceilings. And it looks beautiful in the space, but it's flocked. So it has the white, and then our white, gold, and silver ornaments are on it. And even the other things that I set around in my home. So I have some little village sets and some other little Christmas decor. Check that out on the YouTube video that's coming out later this week. But all of that stuff is very reflective of our own style, and it's all themed together. It matches. It doesn't look like the holidays just threw up in our house. I've taken care to, curate specific items. For instance, I'm really into the whole Christmas village thing. So we have that. But it's white and gold and silver so that it matches the rest of the decor, and it doesn't look like it's, just out of place or like there was no forethought into our decorating. And I guess that's one of the major points here. Pick a theme, stick with that theme, and make sure that everything looks consistent throughout. Even over into our dining room, we have some, a little thing on our table. Basically, it's a centerpiece, but it's holiday themed, but it's the right colors. It matches. It all looks like it belongs. So pick you a theme, stick with it throughout your home for decorating for the holidays, and make sure that that theme is really representative of your style and it meshes well with the rest of the decor in your home that's going to stay out all year long. So my next tip for holiday decorating or upping your holiday decorating game is to keep it simple. Now, I know that the holidays are a time where we get super excited and we can tend to just buy tons of stuff to put out. So, like I said before, it looks like Christmas just threw up all over your house or whatever holiday you might be decorating for. And while that's okay if that's the only way to get yourself into it, there is another way that you can approach holiday decorating. So it doesn't have to look like just this hodgepodge of everything and just so much, okay? When there's too much for your eyes to look at, things become overwhelming and you just become sort of disgruntled with it. And by the end of the holiday season, you're just ready to tear it all down and you just hate it. You're resentful towards all the stuff you have everywhere. And there's no need for that. If you pick things that are simple, that are elegant, but that represent whatever the holiday is that you're trying to decorate for, you can keep things to a minimum, but also show the world and show yourself that you're celebrating the holidays. So keep things simple. Don't think that you have to have just stuff everywhere. It does not have to look like elves threw up in your home. Just keep it simple. So the final tip that I have for you guys for upping your holiday decorating game is to mind the details. Details do matter. So one of the prime examples that I have of this is I pick a wrapping paper for all of my gifts that go under my Christmas tree that matches the ornaments and the other Christmas decorations that I have throughout my home. The reason I do this is because as you add gifts to the under the tree area, they themselves become additional decoration. Okay? So all of these things are underneath the tree anyway. They may as well match your theme or match whatever, you know, color scheme you've picked or whatever for your holiday decor, so that they look like they belong. They don't look out of place and they don't look just mix-matched and thrown together. Now, not all of my wrapping paper matches. I choose different, you know, wrapping paper, but it's all on theme. It's all the same color scheme and it can be fun and whimsical, but stick with my gold, white, and silver, you know, color scheme that I've picked. So that's another tip that I have for you guys. Mind the small details. Just like I said, you know, I like the village thing, so I picked village pieces that, you know, have colors that match my theme. Little small details like that make all the difference in, you know, regular decorating and in holiday decorating. If you mind the details, it will look like it's put together, it will look like it's meant to be, and it'll be so impressive and you'll feel good about it. So yeah, guys, those are my tips for upping your holiday decorating game. Try to apply a few of them. See if they work for you. I guarantee you they'll make you feel better about, you know, having your life together or whatever if you decorate in a particular way or you put some thought into it. It'll just make your home and your space look more welcoming, more inviting, and more put together, and you will in turn benefit from that. It's just a small way to kind of live your best life. So give it a shot. See what you guys think of it. If you like it, make sure to let me know. You guys should check out my Instagram. I'm at Waylon Jared. That's WAYLONJEROD. I'm at Waylon Jared on Instagram and Twitter. Go give me a follow there. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. And check out my blog. It's www.waylonjared.com. So if you want to see more in detail, you want to see the inside of my space, I'm posting a YouTube video about that. Also going to have some pictures on a blog post, so check those out. And I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen. Have a great holiday season, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. And never stop improving.